And now, the Rokan Show presents News or Ruse, a true game of true wit and skill. And now, here's your master of ceremonies, Rokan!
Hi, my friends. Thank you, Mr. Duffy. It is another edition of News or Ruse. David Plyer, WGN talk show host, is in the hot seat today.
Hey, David.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Thanks. Good luck to you. This. You're going to need it.
You're playing with Judy.
I know you told me Judy's going to kick my ass. You told me in the hallway yesterday.
Yes, I did. I don't think I used the word ass, but...
Well, you should have.
Nice. Yeah, exactly. All right, now the winner's here. This is very exciting. Get a pair of tickets to Rick Springfield, special guest Loverboy and the Romantics, July 3rd, part of the Grand Victoria Casino in Elgin Summer Concert Series.
Boom.
How about that? GrandVictoria.com is where you can get tickets for that. Plus, Sweet Alley's gluten-free bakery sampler featuring a variety of sweet and savory treats. And this is great stuff. SweetAlleys.com, SweetAlleys.com. And then the runners-up get a pair of tickets to My Son the Waiter, A Jewish Tragedy, playing at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts from July 7th through August 7th. 90 minutes of nonstop laughter. For tickets, call 847-673-6300 or NorthShoreCenter.org. All right.
As always, everybody's a winner.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's meet our contestants. We got, what do we got here? Megan playing with Judy.
Hello, Judy.
Hello, Megan. Ready to win?
I have you, so I know I'm going to win.
All righty. Uh-huh.
Matt is playing with Violetta. Attitude.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Violetta. I'm the guy who likes a little Bucharest.
Oh, my God.
No way. You guys got paired up.
Oh, my God.
I got a side story for that, too, actually. Didn't my dad talk to you about getting you a date?
Oh, yeah, your father tried to set me up on a date with some random patron that I've never met in my life. He's like, I'll send you a phone number. Everything will be fine. Nice.
That always works out.
What could possibly go wrong?
I was in the living room listening to this. I'm like, what? I'm like, Dad, hang up the phone.
You were like the Dalai Lama with Brett Baer.
What?
All right, and Brad is playing with Dave. Brad, you there?
Hey, Brad.
Dave, what's going on? How are you guys doing?
Good, good.
Dave does not sound confident. I can just tell you that right now. That's what's happening. He's like, why didn't I get Judy?
He sounds really
right,
scared.
Here we go. Like,
okay,
let's
this
start.
Isn't gonna work.
Here's your first headline. Yeah. And you know how this goes, David. I'm going to read a headline, and you have to decide, is it news or ruse? You and your contestant will decide. All right, Megan and Judy, here is your headline. Amsterdam police break open door to rescue a blow-up doll.
Amsterdam, anything can happen.
That's what I was thinking. Amsterdam, good old Amsterdam.
I'm gonna go with true. What do you think? News?
I think it is news. That's right. Yeah. Woman standing in her underwear was a blow-up doll. The police tried to get her attention. She didn't respond, so they broke down the door.
She just shot her.
They usually don't respond.
They took a
and then she flies around the whole room, you know, like a balloon.
Nice. All right, that work out. Okay, this is from Matt and Violetta. Here's the headline. Detention okay for sixth grader who called vegetarians idiots.
Can I get a location on that or no?
No, you just get the headline.
What do you think, Matt?
I'm going to say, because everybody hates vegetarians, I don't know why I'm a vegetarian. let's go with news.
All right, let's go with news.
You're absolutely right.
Very good. That's
the commissioner's office ruled that would be okay. Suitable punishment.
Brad and Dave, here's your headline. The federal government says 99% of its workers are doing a great job.
99?
Brad, I might have to say that if it's coming from them, it might be a yes. It might be a news.
Oh, well.
What do you think?
That sounds like something they would put out there. Okay, sure. Go with it.
There you
incredible,
go.
Incredible, but true.
Yep, there you go.
Get the performance ratings like that. Okay. Megan and Judy, here is your headline. Google praises grandmother for polite internet searches. Sweet.
I don't think Google will just praise a person. I don't know, like.
And what's a polite internet search?
Yeah. I'm going to say that, what do you say, ruse? If it's false, yes, ruse.
Ruse.
Oh.
stupid Google. She always typed please and thank you when she was requesting information.
Oh, my gosh.
Siri likes that.
Uh-huh.
Siri likes a suck-up.
Siri does not like you.
Here is your headline, Matt and Violetta. Driver uses smokescreen, spikes during chase, gets caught anyway.
For some reason, I can see this happening, but I also feel like they stole it from Tomorrow Never Dies. So I'm going to say ruse on this. What do you think, Violetta?
Yeah, I feel like maybe we would have heard about it. I didn't hear about that recently. So let's go ruse. All right, well, let's all get it wrong this round. Mm-hmm.
This is ours,
we'll
Brad.
See if that happens. Okay, Brad and Dave, here you go. Here's the headline. Reggae band gets marijuana citation.
Oh, that sounds like a news to me. I'm sure. I have no doubt.
How could that not be news?
Brad?
Yeah. News. It's got to be real. Well, it's happened before. It's had to us.
Are you saying news?
News.
There you go.
Boom.
All right. We get to the Orion round coming up.
Wow, really?
Yeah, how about that? We're going to get to the Orion round, round right now. Brad and David have a commanding lead, two right. We've got Judy and Violetta, and their contestants only have one right. We're going to come back with them right after this and see if Judy fails out before we even move forward.
No.
That would really be something.
Ouch. It hurts. That really hurts.
First, Violetta's
see in the parking lot.
Got the WGN traffic trouble spots coming up right now. All right, we return to News or Ruse. David Plyer is our special celebrity guest. You know you can listen to him on WGN overnights on the weekends. And what fun David is having here.
It's a blast.
Just now,
the fact that I'm going to kick Judy's butt all over the place. Yep, I'm excited about that.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. The big winner here gets a very, very cool prize. They're going to go see Rick Springfield along with the Romantics. And who else was in that concert?
Is that Brad and I that get to go?
No. Okay. Maybe Brad takes you. I don't know. Brad, will you take him if you win? Because now you're in the lead. It's very exciting. All right, we go back to Megan and Judy. You have only one right. If you get this wrong, you're out of the game.
No.
And we've entered into the Orion round. Here is your headline.
Hungary gravediggers compete in national race.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that gravediggers from Hungary?
I can tell you that that's what that is. Hungary,
okay.
Not hungry, like as in their roof. I could eat. Yeah.
Oh, it's like, okay, so you don't want to eat that.
No, it was a little confusing.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Hungary gravediggers, what is it again? Compete in?
National race.
I think it's crazy, so I'm just going to say it's news.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you.
All right, you're back in it. You're still in it. All right, here we go. Violetta and Matt, here is your headline.
I'm nervous.
Man who gave alcohol to Amish shouted Rumspringa before DUI crash is sentenced.
I'm going to say no right off the bat just because it's really long, in my opinion, my humble opinion.
It's first of all, you have a fantastic opinion. Second of all, it is very long. And third of all, I mean, this is just so bizarre that I can't be real.
We were ready.
You laid out the case and everything.
Time's up. I know, that was it. Yeah, we're short on time.
I thought everything Orion said was true. Is that not true?
It does sound true.
Wait,
he
so was
says
that
it.
Wrong, or that was, we just ran out of time?
You just ran, well, no, you just, you,
both.
He said he was going with you on that point. So, yeah, you guys are wrong. That's
Sorry,
my point.
Matt.
Yeah, there you go. Let's do bad about
all
that.
Right.
All right. And all right, Brad and Dave, this is for the win. You get this right, you win automatically. If not, we go to the bonus round. Here's your headline.
Man faces child abuse charge after allegedly challenging daughter to a duel.
You know, this Hamilton thing has just run amok, hasn't it?
It totally has.
It's like... Brad, I think, again, Orion rarely lies. I'm going to say it might be news. Brad?
Let's go with it.
Congratulations, guys. Authoritatively coming on and just winning. That's amazing,
I'm telling you. I'm so sorry,
good
Judy.
Good karma.
That was a really good. Now, what are you going to do with your winnings?
The rules are so messed up.
Did she just flip me off in the window there?
She did flip you the bird, but you know that's Judy. I was scratching my forehead.
Oh, is that what that was?
Oh. Yeah.
But I'll see you in the parking lot later. Okay. Do like the smack talk, though. It's quite good.
Bike racks, 3:30. That's what happens around here.
I'm afraid of Judy, so I'm going to leave as soon as I can.
Who isn't? Every one of us is.
Enjoy your win. Enjoy your victory.
That's why I always lose on purpose. Uh-huh.
You were winning too much.
Violetta's a very smart girl.
Yeah. All right.
Did you see I even wore the braid to look more like a queen today?
Nice.
Thanks. Thanks for stealing that from me.
Yep.
Now, Brad, you're going to go to the Rick Springfield with special guest Loverboy and the Romantics on July 3rd, part of the Grand Victoria Casino and Elgin Summer Concert Series. How exciting is that?
That's awesome.
I can't wait. I hope Jesse's Girl is on repeat.
Yes, repeat. Over. Yeah. You know what? I've seen Rick a couple times in concert.
Is he good?
He's great, actually. Mm-hmm. And they do. They run this like video beforehand. I don't know if they'll do this since it's outdoors, but they run this really cool video that shows like his career and
cool.
It's
a lot of General Hospital.
Great. Yeah, there's some of that, but also the hits and Jesse's Girl. He does. You know, Jesse's Girl. I'm not gonna lie to you. I guess played more than once, at least in the set list that I've seen,
like three or four times.
Yeah.
Okay. Why not?
He's got a ton of hits. It's surprising. I know you're thinking, well, it's Jesse's Girl. But when you hear it, you're like, oh, my God, that was Rick Springfield. So it's a lot. He's a lot of fun. He's a little nuts, but he's a lot of fun. And you can't go wrong with the Romantics, and you can't go wrong either with Loverboy.
Cool.
Right? Don't talk to strangers, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's all coming your way. Hold on 1 second, sir. We'll get to your we'll get you all the information. Plus, Sweet Allie's gluten-free bakery sampler, sweetallies.com, sweetalis.com. And the runners-up get a pair of tickets to go see My Son, the Waiter, A Jewish Tragedy at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts. That's 847-673-6300 or northshorecenter.org. All right.
Cool.
How was your maiden voyage here, Dave?
It was fabulous.
We did well.
That's what it's all about. I'm telling you.
You seem to know what you were doing
there. I feel good.
It's about having fun.
No, it's about winning.
Oh. Line from the Judy playbook.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, I just want to know, when you're leaving the station here, Judy knows where you parked.
I probably parked in a spot.
Yeah, I do,
because
he parks in my spot a lot. So.
How does that work out?
It doesn't work very well for Flyer. But let go. You can get out of here. Mm-hmm. You can sneak out before she gets done.
Yeah.
That might be the best.
Be
I'm very
here.
Quick, so
you
just keep looking over your
34
shoulder.
34 seconds, I'll be out of here.
Yeah, yeah. You just keep looking over your shoulder.
You have to wait for her news to start so you know where she is.
True. That's a good point. I like that.
Although,
yeah.
She has been known to record the headlines before.
And the video.
Yeah. So that could actually happen. All
nice.
Right. People want to find David Plyer on WGN. What do they have to do?
They have to listen Saturday nights, Sunday mornings, 2 to 5, or they can find us at Dave Plyer Show Facebook and at WGNRadio.com. Podcasts always posted the next morning.
Oh, so nice. Think about that.
Boom.
So that's what, can't
stay up late?
That's what the kids
there.
Say. Why do the kids say boom? I don't understand. Or mind blown.
I don't think I'm a kid. I think we're about the same age, but that's all right.
Yeah, but I don't know why they're always. That's what Violetta's always saying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Violetta, by the way, has a. She's got a story for us coming up in the 6 o'clock hour with Mr. Sapelsa and Mr. Skilling. I'm a little concerned about it. I'm not going to lie to you. It involves Muscle Milk, and we'll also get more detail on her. She and Kevin went out drag racing together at the Chicagoland Speedway.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah, very cool.
So I've looked at the video. The video is at WGNRadio.com for people who want to see it. It is very cool. It just, and there are some things about this I don't quite understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought when I watched it, it would make me want to do it, but it's looked pretty intense.
What made you guys want to do it? What was the reason you went out there?
To have fun.
Just to have fun.
And to win.
Was it a date?
No.
Not between us. There were other people there.
We've already picked Kevin's bride.
Exactly.
Violetta was hitting on the mechanics while we were there.
Hey, nice tools.
They were hitting on me.
What does this one do?
Wow.
Yeah. We didn't show that in the video. That's the most interesting part.
AJ was very nice. He had to calm me down because I got a little claustrophobic.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, and those cars. AJ. Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, that's how that goes. So
I don't know how him getting in the car helped, but... I'm just kidding.
Were you sitting on his lap during the race?
There's some stories.
I can't see over the wheel. Can you come in the car, AJ?
All right. All right, you two. We're going to get to all this coming up. Don't anybody move.